Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, snow likely today, mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 22, wind chill values as low as 1 below, chance of precipitation is 60%, total daytime snow accumulation of less than half inch possible. Tonight, snow mainly before 5 a.m., a low around 8, chance of precipitation is 90%, new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible, and on Tuesday, mostly sunny with the temperature falling to around 8 by 8 a.m., wind chill values as low as 5 below. And in the news, in Viroqua, a petition is being circulated that calls for the consideration of an alternative to the possibility that the city should compare before making a final decision to plans for developing the 7-acre site of the former Vernon County Shops area located on land west along Highway 1461 and West Broadway in the city. The Viroqua City Council has heard a presentation by an Oshkosh development firm who would like to use the site for building an affordable rental housing project. The petition, in part, reads, "At present, it appears to us that the city has made a premature commitment to an out-of-town developer who helped the city secure a large grant for the project from the state of Wisconsin. We feel that this developer may have gained undue influence over the project through their offer of grant writing. We also believe that the plan they have put forward lacks the features we feel that this site and this town deserve. Specifically, their plan calls for 100% affordable housing on the site rather than a mix of affordable and market rate housing. This kind of concentration is outdated and has been shown to have negative effects on lower income communities. It is based on 100% rental and offers no home ownership options. This means, among other things, that the grant from the state of Wisconsin will essentially be a corporate subsidy to the developer rather than a subsidy for the people who live and work here who wish to build equity as homeowners. It also means that a huge amount of revenue each year in the form of rent payments will flow out of our community. It proposes to demolish the historic county administration building rather than modify and integrate it into the design of the whole neighborhood. These defects are serious, and we implore the City Council to explore every avenue necessary to step back from a commitment to the current developer. We are aware that a local architect, Gregory Splinter, has put forward a design that is much more aligned with the ideals articulated above and has envisioned a contractor, developer, finance team that could carry out this development. We would love to see Gregory's plan be given serious consideration and both options compared side by side in one or more public forums." The author of the petition is Robert Karp, a resident of Viroqua. The Nearly Noon News will continue this report concerning the building of affordable housing on Tuesday's news broadcast. Beginning this Wednesday, the Nearly Noon News will be taking a break from broadcasting. We will return to daily weekday reports again on Monday, January 2nd. Thanks for joining us, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.